Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats in Congress early Tuesday morning postponed a vote to advance President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan for Monday evening. It was canceled after hours of closed-door talks failed to overcome internal party divisions. The Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the vaccine became the first to receive full approval beyond emergency use authorization. FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, quote, "This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic. The public can be confident that the vaccine meets the FDA's gold standards for safety," end quote. New York Lieutenant Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the state's 57th governor Tuesday, following former Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation after the state attorney general found sexual misconduct by Mr. Cuomo.
"I will fight like hell for you every single day, like I've always done and always will."
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Boston College is reporting former National Hockey League player Jimmy Hayes has died at the age of 31. The cause of death was not immediately known. Hayes died Monday at his home in Milton, Massachusetts. That's a suburb of Boston. In the late 80s, The Legend of Zelda video game entertained families for hours on end. An unopened Zelda has fetched a whole bunch of money. Tim Berg explains.
A thrift store is making big money off an unopened copy of The Legend of Zelda game. Goodwill auctioning off the prize of an original 1987 game for the Nintendo Entertainment System, which ended up selling for over $411,000. It appears the individual who bought it back then left it in storage for 35 years before donating it to a local Goodwill in Connecticut. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The secret passageways were always the best to find. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
On Monday, the Biden administration said all Americans can get out of Afghanistan if they want to. Former Kabul aid worker and Illinois Congress candidate Republican Esther Joy King tells Fox News, "By allowing the Taliban to be the first checkpoint for everyone trying to leave means Washington has no idea what's going on."
"Working on women's rights in Kabul, and I've still worked on women's rights helping female students, and I'm in active conversation with those girls. And then secondly, on the military side, I am a member of the Army Reserve, and seeing what's happening from a military strategy perspective, I will say, since I wrote the op-ed, the stories have simply intensified. I mean, talking with girls who are trying to get through the gates, they're 50 meters from the gates. Can you imagine being 50 meters from freedom and getting through to the airport? And the Taliban is having visa checkpoints. Get this. Our United States Department of State is working with the Taliban to help process people because they're overwhelmed. So they're outsourcing visa checks to the Taliban. That's the state that it is on the ground, and it is absolutely a horrendous situation, and this lies squarely on the shoulders of the Biden administration and poor leadership. Our leaders are missing in action right now, and that's why I'm running for Congress, is because we need better leaders in Washington, D.C., who are real-world problem solvers and just operate with common sense.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We've got James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. Mr. James, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Hey, all things considered, I'm trying to hang loose in a state that it lost its looseness, man. It is uptight. I'm here in Hawaii right now, and boy, I'll tell you, if you dare go into a building or somewhere where you're supposed to have a mask on, there's somebody quick to tell you, get your mask on. I mean, you know, it's the aloha spirit is exiting the building here a little bit. And that makes me sad, because you always love coming to Hawaii just to, you know, be around the people and have this sense of, like you say, hanging loose and, you know, peace and all those good things. But they're wired a little tight these days.
Well, it's part of a theme that you hear coming from all over the world, that the world has gone mad, that it's insane.
Yep.
And probably right now, shockingly, is Australia. We're getting reports that children were, tens of thousands of children were brought to a stadium and given the jabs without the parents' consent in Australia.
You got to be kidding me. Wow, that's out of control.
They are constructing facilities, holding facilities, for people who are unvaccinated in Australia. Or, in their words, people who violate their anti-COVID policies in Australia now, in our world right now. Is that a preview? It might be.
And that's my question.
Yeah, and if it is, it follows the trends of prophecy that's in the Bible. It follows the trends of prophetic words of people who are part of Christian tradition, and so far what we see in the United States is a slow tightening, changing, a constant changing. We've come a very long way from 2 weeks to flatten the curve. We've come a very long way. And
right.
It's really a time for prayer. I had a friend.
Right. Now they're flattening our intelligence, James. We went from flattening the curve to flatten our minds.
Well, that's interesting, because so many people appear to be victims of psyops, victims of mind control, because they just can't see the obvious, which is so ridiculously obvious. If you understand mortality rates, you understand that as we stand here in the United States of America, 1,300 people are dying every day from cigarettes. So right. Then shouldn't we immediately have a campaign of social distancing from cigarettes? I mean, it's the mortality rate for this virus, the data is in, and for people mm-hmm. under 60, it's 99.5% of people who contract it fully recover, and the vast majority are asymptomatic and don't have to go and don't require hospitalization.
Mm-hmm.
And so if people kind of look at the policies in comparison with the risk, they realize that some other agenda is afoot and that it is a biblical style.
Right. And it is obvious. But, you know, going back to what you were talking about earlier, James, and again, you just brought it up again in terms of, you know, no surprise for people of faith and who read the Bible. It's like, okay, God said this was going to happen. We're just trying to, you know, align ourselves with God's intent and his will, which shall be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this is starting to play out. So for people of faith, they're not rattled by this because we know how everything ends. We know that we win in the end. It's getting through that process. And each step of the way, as you come to the end of your faith and end of your belief, then the question is, God, you know, just like they, you know, like the apostles asked Jesus, you know, help me with my unbelief. Help me get to that next level, because we are going to go through this process here. And but again, those who hold on to their faith, those who are called by, you know, by the name of God, then they have security. They have peace if we're able to apprehend and hold on to it. And that's the big difference between us and the people of this world that are hanging on for dear life to the horizontal that's all, you know, it's all eroding, isn't it?
No, it really is. And it's amazing. I have a friend who received a letter from her pastor describing things in Afghanistan that missionaries are basically telling this pastor, and that there are people who were slated, actually I think they've already been executed, people who are being executed summarily in Afghanistan now by the Taliban because they have a Christian belief.
Right.
Because they find any evidence, whether it's the wearing of a cross, whether it's something on their cell phone, they're confiscating cell phones, and they're summarily executing Christians. And it's biblical in proportion. It's being suppressed, but it can't be, because the videos that are coming out of Afghanistan say it all. And we
exactly.
live in a time right now where even the normal, you know, the liberal news media that normally carries water for a Democratic administration have turned on the Biden administration. And, you know, people like Jake Tapper are condemning the Biden administration. Now, how could you not?
Yes, exactly.
People, and the way that this guy has conducted himself, the way that, whatever you want to call him, Sleepy Joe, mm-hmm. Unconscious Joe, in these press conferences where he's either incoherent or spouting falsehoods, that is biblical, you know, the amount mm-hmm. of deceit and even to the point where Tony Blair, former Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, an ally of Bill Clinton, speaks out and said that the person that's in the White House today is, and I quote Tony Blair, an imbecile. He used the word imbecile. Boris Johnson, the current Prime Minister of Britain, said we would be better off with Trump. The British Parliament passed a resolution condemning Biden. I mean, this is unheard of.
Yes, exactly.
This has never happened in American history. We have certain allies in the world where we would have, I mean, Britain calls the relationship between the U.S. and Britain a special relationship. We're like relatives.
Exactly.
We speak the same language. Our founder came from that country. The philosophy that shaped our founding documents are from Britain.
Exactly. And hey, James, we got to hit the pause button real quick. Let's pick it up on the other side of the break. Stay with us. More from James Hurston after this.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. August 11, 1946 was an exciting day in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, as the town's very first radio station went live. Reverend Charlie Byers had booked time that Sunday morning to preach the gospel over the airwaves. People eagerly gathered around their newly purchased radios to listen to the Gospel Tide Hour program. Fast forward 75 years, and the Gospel Tide Hour is now the Tide Ministry, an international outreach sharing the gospel in multiple languages on three continents, potentially reaching millions of people, many of whom have never before heard the truth about Jesus. Imagine their excitement as they hear the gospel message in their own language and learn about an all-powerful God who offers them hope and new life in Christ. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and read testimonies from people whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
Fresh and independent we are. Star, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. James Herson continues with us. James, as you were citing here earlier, people are very upset, particularly our allies. I mean, we're going back, if you remember, Marco Rubio plainly said this was under the Obama regime, that our allies didn't trust us, our enemies don't fear us, and deja vu one more time again. And why not? I mean, you know, you're talking the former vice president of said regime that brought us to that level. Trump helped us regain our stature on the international stage. But the damage that this president, Joe Biden, has done to America and what America can look at, you know, as we've been saying, what happens in Afghanistan, sadly, will not stay in Afghanistan. And once again, you hear the echo of former President Barack Obama reminding us that, in fact, elections do have consequences. How do you like him now?
Yeah, no, I mean, exactly. There's a lot of regret. There's a lot of remorse by people on the social media now. And many of, I would say right now what hits people the hardest is the basic policies that are coming down without representation that deal with medical restrictions. And my latest article deals with a legendary country singer. Now we have some celebrities that are bucking the trend. You know, Eric Clapton is
right,
one who has bucked the trend. Well, this is Travis Tritt. Travis Tritt is going to be basically he was like a one-man hit machine. His signature song is that song, Here's a Quarter, Call Someone Who Cares.
Who cares, yes, exactly.
And he's been kind of had that attitude because he's been against the grain on his social media accounts. He's been a backer of President Trump. He's been he's one that got attacked because he attacked, of all things, Fox News. Said he was shutting it off, said he was going to watch Newsmax, who I write for. The latest thing is these concert promoters have made the announcement that they're no longer going to allow concert goers to attend. One of the really big ones said, unless they can show proof of vaccination with no exceptions, no testing option, nothing.
Yes.
Another one, what are they called? Live Nation, which is another huge one.
Right.
These are all being implemented in October. They have an opt-out for people. If someone shows a test that they're clear 48 hours before the concert, they can get in.
Wow.
Fully jabbed up. Now, so Tritt just said, he issued a press release. This is kind of unusual. Without request, he sent it out to all the media. And he just said, I'm a person that always stands up for liberty, always stands up for human rights. Mm-hmm. And this is discrimination against people who've made a medical choice. He's quoting Martin Luther King, and he is couching this as a deprival of the right to choose your own medicine and a discriminatory act. I'm sure he had some help with this. And it's important to note that Travis Tritt, in addition to being he's kind of a country rocker, you know. His music has always sounded like Southern rock. But the guy's a man of faith. He first was exposed to music in the church. His family not only went to church every Sunday, they would go during the week. They studied the Bible together. And he's a man that believes in prayer. And this is the most powerful thing. We have to get involved. We have stewardship over our citizenship. We really have to turn away from evil, turn towards the source of good. And we know where that source is. We know our God is a righteous, good God, that God's character is reflected by his incarnation on earth, that he is the font of goodness. So we turn towards him and pray for our nation and our world now. because this is happening in various phases all over the world, and it corresponds to a plan that's been written for a long time. And there are very powerful people that don't like the idea of the nation state. They don't like the idea of representative democracy. And they don't like the idea of any notion of individual rights. And they think for the good of the world, they would like to impose central planning globally.
Yeah. Well, they don't, and they don't like God. I mean, that's the big thing. I mean, and the true, you know, litmus test in all this is that, are they promoting more or less freedom? You know, less freedom comes from man. Ultimate freedom comes from God. That's really the bottom line. But, you know, it's good to observe what is happening here. You mentioned Martin Luther King, and I love the statement that you quoted in your column here. And this is something that we should all hold dear, because a lot of people are quick to hold on to Martin Luther King's, you know, being judged by the content of your character, not the color of your skin. But this is equally powerful. It says, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. And we're coming, you know, to realize that, because as oppression, as these movement, right, Afghanistan is realizing with the Taliban, what the Uyghurs have realized with the communist Chinese, what's happening in Venezuela, on and on, all these socialist and communist-run governments that are going on. Well, you know, the fact of the matter is and I tell people, don't fret, we are heading to a one-world government. But like anything, you always have the imitators. You have the illegitimate before you have the legitimate. And the one-world government that we're all heading to, that those of faith, those who are called by his name, by God's name, I was holding on to, is where the King of Kings and Lord of Lords is in charge. And that's where we'll end up, James, ultimately. But it's getting through that process and remaining faithful and believing that God really did say what he said, right?
Yes. And to avoid the distraction, there's a wonderful Catholic priest who specializes in exorcism that has basically revealed that in his practice of exorcism, which is real, he converses with the demonic. And what they told him is their number one goal, and this is right out of C.S. Lewis, their number one goal is to get people's minds off God. So how do you get people's minds off God? Well, you can do it with a myriad of distractions. It can be amusement. It can be pleasure. It can be entertainment. It can be almost anything. And it can be fear.
Yes, and exactly.
So what do? You know, the word redemption means turning. So what we do is we turn away from the distraction and turn towards God.
Amen.
God being the source of goodness, the source of holiness, the source of love. And it sounds oversimplistic, but it's the world now, because it's accelerated.
Yeah. It is simplistic because of the God who's behind this, James. And it really, it's a faith issue, you know, and The Chosen presents this so powerfully when they demonstrate, you know, the conversation, the possible conversation that would have taken place between Moses and Joshua, when God told Moses, you know, when people were being, you know, they were dying of this plague, he says, well, you know, put a bronze snake on a stick, have the people look at it. Whoever looks at that bronze snake will be healed when it's lifted up. And you can imagine Joshua as Moses' right-hand man questioning, well, wait a minute, isn't this idolatry? And Moses says, well, all I know is this is what God told me to do, and to be obedient and trust God. And look what happened. He trusted God. They raised up the snake, and the plague was stopped, and people stopped dying. Hey, James, as always, appreciate the time, buddy. You take care. God bless.
All right, you too. God bless.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats in Congress early Tuesday morning postponed a vote to advance President Biden's $3.5 trillion social spending plan for Monday evening. It was canceled after hours of closed-door talks failed to overcome internal party divisions. The Food and Drug Administration granted full approval to the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. On Monday, the vaccine became the first to receive full approval beyond emergency use authorization. FDA Commissioner Janet Woodcock said, quote, "This is a pivotal moment for our country in the fight against the pandemic. The public can be confident that the vaccine meets the FDA's gold standards for safety," end quote. New York Lieutenant Governor Democrat Kathy Hochul was sworn in as the state's 57th governor Tuesday following former Governor Andrew Cuomo's resignation after the state attorney general found sexual misconduct by Mr. Cuomo.
"I will fight like for you every single day, like I've always done and always will."
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with you 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Jeff Camp, yes, the former NFL quarterback and now ministry leader, joins us now. He's the quarterback for the family, I guess we can say. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill. I'm good. I'm sober and somber because of the topic that you and I wanted to talk about today, which is human dignity, human freedom, how humans mistreat each other, and in particular, what we in this world and Afghani people are facing in the situation in Afghanistan.
Well, Jeff, I know our hearts are heavy.
Very, very concerning.
Yeah, our hearts are all very heavy for, you know, the visions, the pictures that are sent back here to the United States from Afghanistan. And seeing what's happening. I mean, for some of us, I was in the military, Marine Corps at the time, when Saigon, you know, fell. And we were moving, shuffling people out. And it was such a heartbreak to watch the conduct. But then to, all these years later, see, you know, in a sense, Saigon all over again. And as Brigitte Gabriel said, it's been a quarter of a century since our military has won a war. And think about what winning a war represents. You know, the Bible says clearly there's a time for peace and a time for war. And you've got to know the distinct difference because, you know, God sets those times and those things in place. And right now what we're seeing, again, is something is not happening by happenstance. This isn't out, you know, this isn't in, you know, outside of the purview of God Almighty. This is happening for a reason. And this is an opportunity for those who are called by his name to draw on this, to say, okay, what do we need to do? What's our role in God's orchestration of all this? I mean, we see women being abused. We see, you know, killings taking place. I mean, are we going to witness again the Khmer Rouge and the killing fields of Vietnam? Is that what we have to look forward to in Afghanistan? I hope and I pray not. But, you know, but God is in control in all this. And I feel like we're being drawn. God is calling us to ascend to him and be in unity with his purpose. And the only way that can happen, Jeff, is through prayer and meditation. We have got to seek the Father's face.
And I think we would greatly benefit and need to read the book. Read the story that God has written down for us of how humanity has gone away from God, how God created a solution through a chosen people, how he intended to open up that solution to all people, Gentiles, not just Abraham and the Jews, how he completed that solution by sending the promised Messiah from the line of David, Jesus, the perfect Lamb of God, who would sacrifice to take away the sins of the world. But only if we're humble and receive that gift and repent and turn to a kingdom, which Jesus came to usher in, that is based on relationship with God and the presence of God and the reign of God, the God of love, instead of the rule of us humans doing it our own way. And exactly. You know, I think it was Churchill. It might have been someone else who said, the main lesson of history is that we fail to learn the lessons of history. And when you mentioned Saigon and the Vietnam debacle and now repeating it, it looks like we're repeating some things over again. Like Ecclesiastes says, nothing is new under the sun. It comes down to, will human beings turn to their creator, humble themselves, and let the God of love run their lives? Or will they do it on their own, in which case ethnic division, sectarian division, racism, which is really often more ethnic-oriented than just, hey, I have black skin or white skin or brown skin. It's typically ethnic. Mm-hmm. But that and all the other human sins will take over if we reject God and forget his lesson. So I like your question. What are we going to do? Not just, my God, why is the world so out of control? It's not. It's in his control. The reason it's messed up is us. So the better question is, what do I need to do? I at least need to pray for Afghani people. I need to pray for a miracle of protection and peace. I need to pray for some government structure to come in that doesn't steal all freedom, but brings some order. Right now, they're probably going to face a situation with the Taliban where they try to create order out of chaos, but they'll take away freedoms in the process. That's the same thing that happened in Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm. It seems to be a spirit that is reigning all over the world right now, including in our own country, Jeff. And that's what I want people to connect the dots on, is that this spirit that has been released into the natural, you know, because the spiritual is a plane unto itself. And what I am sensing in my inner being is that the spirit knows the time is drawing near, and the evil forces, the demonic, are coming out in a relentless sort of, and I don't want to say necessarily a last-ditch effort, but it is in, you know, that kind of that kind of sense. You know, the time is running out.
What you're saying, kind of to simplify it for folks, is we don't just live in the physical time and space dimension. There's also a spiritual dimension in which God's enemy, Satan, fallen angel Lucifer, and those forces and angels, demons now that left God and went with Satan, they have influence in this world. they're not stronger than God, but they for temporarily have a lot of sway. And they're turning up the dial, and the spiritual battle is intense. At the same time, I think I'm hearing you say, God is going to come back, and he will win. Jesus' resurrection already guarantees it. And there are spiritual things afoot amongst his church, his body, his believers, those in Afghanistan and China and Detroit and L.A., listening on the radio today, the body of Christ. There are things he's stirring, like we talked about last week, returning to Father God.
Yes.
Reconciling the hearts of fathers to children, humbling ourselves and saying, gosh darn it, success isn't the measure of life. Faithfulness to God is. Or this 80-year life isn't all there is. I need to live for the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, where he recreates this earth and lets us have life in a paradise. I need to pay attention to that big picture, that long term. And I think you're right. Things are stirring on that positive end, but on the negative, dangerous, evil side of things, they're stirring, whether it's last ditch or, you know, multiple ditches. There are things afoot. And yeah. I think we need to humble ourselves, pray, get back into the Bible, not judge people and think that people are the enemy, whether we label it being Taliban or Islamists or atheists or progressive deconstructionist liberals, people who watch this station or label themselves that way. No, I think there's only one true enemy, and that is Satan. Other people are victims of the enemy, and sometimes we're victims of the enemy to the degree that he divides us and we get mad at our wife and we won't apologize. Yes. We judge our kids for not getting their act together, and we're kind of harsh with them, waiting for them to perform well. We judge another church thinking that they're too emotional and charismatic, or they're too legalistic and rule-following. And we judge other cultures, other ethnicities, other nations, other political parties. We Christians aren't to judge. We're to love. But we are to use discernment so that we judge ourselves to behave according to the Bible. And let God be the one who exacts vengeance and justice in the end. Only he's good at doing that. So pray for the Afghani people. Don't throw the Muslim people under the bus and think only Christians are good and Muslims are bad. There are Muslims in fear over there. There are Muslims that are going to become Jesus followers.
Amen.
We need
yes.
to pray for that.
Well said, Jeff Kemp. I appreciate the time. Thank you, brother. Former NFL quarterback, now ministry leader, the one and only Jeff Kemp. God bless.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck, because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 1.75%. Yes, 1.75% with a 1.93 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Financing Law. Number 603-787. An Equal Opportunity Lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
This is sponsored by Purina. During these uncertain times, people aren't the only ones adjusting to spending more time than usual indoors. Our furry friends have also had to adapt. According to a recent 2020 study, 94% of pet owners rely on their pet for emotional support. That's why it's important to have a daily routine for our pets, including exercise and enrich activities, in order to maintain their health and happiness along with ours. Dr. Kurt Venator, Purina's chief veterinary officer, shares some tips.
Most pets love the extra attention they're getting these days, but some may become overstimulated or stressed as we all adjust to being at home together. Help keep your pet healthy and happy by sticking to a routine for meals, treats, and playtime. And just like people, our pets also need exercise. Get creative with indoor activities like tug of war, hide and seek, or laser pointer play.
To learn more on how to keep your pets engaged, happy, and healthy during quarantine, visit www.purina.com/homewithpets. Again, that's Purina.com/homewithpets.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Is it going to be the best day ever? Hey, why not, huh? Let's purpose it to be that way by God's grace and mercy. Hey, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's time for the Good News Grill. Yes, the one and only Samantha Mao. If you go to our website, they have Sam's Corner, and you actually see Sam's face right there, too. Along with the great, just incredible archive of these great stories, you know, and I think in a sense, Sam, it can remind people, you know, like our high school annuals, you know, how meaningful they can be. They kind of sit on the shelf and maybe, you know, at a low moment in time, we may be drawn to that book and just go back and see some old friends and hear all the great things people would say about you, you know, which I thought was always interesting. They didn't necessarily say that in the 4 years in school that you were there, but they'll say it on the parting days. And you said, well, I wish I had known you'd felt that way for the last 4 years. Might have made a difference in our relationship. What do you think?
Well, I always say it's better late than never.
Well, yeah, like, exactly.
I did always love for those, you know, the people would take the time to say, you know, nice things. I love that that's part of the tradition with signing it, is to say something good about, you know, that's usually what people do, say something good that they liked about you. And maybe it's just easier for people sometimes to write it down, you know, and it's just like it's like a point that they have in those yearbooks. And I think it's such a cool thing. I wish they had stuff like that as adults.
Exactly. Outside of the peer pressure and, you know, the pressures of, you know, of high school or whatever. And maybe there's that moment of honesty where kindness can come out, and maybe people are inspired in such a way that even as they write this, they may not even, you know, connect and say, gosh, I really didn't even realize how I felt that way about that person, but I guess I really do, which is still cool. It's still a blessing, and we say mazel tov. Why not? Hey, this first story is an interesting start. We got a Polish Olympian. He auctions off his medal to help fund a baby's heart surgery. Tell us about this.
This is actually Maria Andrzejczyk, and she actually competed in the 2016 Olympics and missed getting a medal by 2 centimeters that year. And since then, she had a shoulder injury and she's been diagnosed with cancer. So she's overcome a lot to get to the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. And she decided if she won, she wanted to do something nice with it. Well, she ends up winning a silver medal in the javelin throw. And she's like, you know, this is something that it like the medal has significance to her in her heart. It's not valuable in itself. But she thought maybe she could take it and she could auction it off and do something nice. Well, the first page she comes across is a Polish infant needing treatment at Stanford University. He needed an operation, a heart operation to save his life. And she decides, you know what, I'm going to auction off my medal and donate it to this little baby. And hopefully we can at least raise half the money that he needs. So anyway, long story short, a chain, a grocery chain or a convenience chain there ends up buying the medal from her, giving more than half the money and giving her medal back because they just want to make sure that she keeps it because they just think what she did was so honorable and so kind. So it's one of those stories that just kind of keeps – it's Zabka. It's a Polish convenience store. That's the name of it. But I just thought that was one of those stories where you just kind of keep getting choked up with every step along the way. She like with what she overcame with her generous heart because this medal only mattered to her and what she accomplished. And then for her to auction it off to a total stranger, this baby she did not know. Came across online, and then for the grocery chain to give her the money and then let her keep the medal is just an amazing, amazing story.
It's amazing how love goes in a circle, right? And it just keeps on going and picking up speed like that. And that really is a demonstration of love, that someone would care enough to help somebody else's baby. And this is a total stranger, right? I mean, she has, other than happens to be a Polish baby, and she's from Poland. Mm-hmm. And here the community comes together, the convenience store as well comes in, and for them to have a heart and to, you know, just keep making the circle go round and round. I mean, that's what a great story. Did we get an update on the baby and how the heart surgery went?
I do not have an update yet, but, you know, Stanford's a very talented place, and, you know, we're wishing the baby the best and definitely off to a great start. You know, like just the fact that his parents won't have to worry about that kind of stuff, they can focus their energy on helping him recover. I just think that's such a great, you know, great
blessing.
Anything
that has to do with
a miracle.
Anything, exactly. Anything that has to do with infants' heart surgery is especially touching for this family. Our grandson, we happen to be in Hawaii right now, and we will be hugging his neck here very shortly. He just turned 5.
Aww.
And had open heart surgery, I guess, up till when he was 1 year old, 6 months. When he was 6 months, my wife is, you know, holding up the narrative fingers, you know, because you know how women are. You guys got all the details. You remember all these things down to the smell and everything. It's amazing. You know, as guys, it's like, okay, we went through it. And it's like 5 years ago seems like an eternity. But at that time, you know, we were on pins and needles and just trusting. And it was incredible, you know, how the doctors were able to you know, fix his heart, and you know, and you watch him running around. It's like nothing's happened. He's got the heart scar, you know, that designated heart scar that he'll have with the rest of his life. But he is doing really well, and it's like I said, quite amazing what the doctors do. And there was a doctor, I guess, from San Diego who came. He comes to Maui every so often on a prescribed schedule, and he conducts these heart surgeries. So he has quite the legacy. I'm sorry. Did I say Maui? I meant Oahu. Oahu is where he comes and where he does these surgeries. So it's quite the legacy. And every once in a while, the families will get together, and there are just so many people who come together in you know, support of this. So it's all very, very cool.
Oh, anyway, I can't believe your grandson's already 5.
Yeah, it is. It does. It happens. It's like we keep telling people, because now, you know, being grandparents, and you see all these young babies coming around, we're always warning the parents, go, hang on, because it'll be a flash. It goes so quick. You know, these kids grow up so fast. So enjoy every moment while you can. This next story, we've got an alligator attack hero who was saving a handler's life, but there's more to the story. What happened?
That's right. So Scales and Tails in Utah, there's a video that went viral with, you know, you see, have you ever seen alligator, like, event, whenever you see the people interacting with it, you kind of assume that everybody's safe. You know, it's like it kind of suspends reality. You know that's an alligator, but you think this alligator's trained. and the trainer's okay, they're safe. Well, she ends up getting her hand bit by the alligator, and the alligator pulls her in.
Oh, I saw. I saw this. Oh, well, yeah.
Can you believe it? You know, you think, oh, what's her hand? And she doesn't look super panicked at first to me when I'm watching the video. You don't realize quite how serious the situation is. Her name's Lindsay Bull. But then the alligator pulls her into the tank and starts doing the death roll. Well, lucky for her, there's a guy named Donnie Wiseman who's he's in the crowd and he's watching, and he takes the initiative and jumps in with her, which, you know, she was just lucky that she had somebody that was there that would jump in the tank with her. Most people, first of all, don't have the instincts to react that fast, and then to be brave like that, because you're putting yourself in danger. This alligator is obviously aggressive. And Donnie jumps in. And this is part of the reason the video went viral. He jumps in and gets on top of the alligator. You know, he asks her what she needed to have done. He gets in, he helps her, and she ends up being brave also and coming back after he's helped her get released and helping him get out. And she ended up with just a couple of broken bones and some messed up tendons. But, you know, what it could have been is a totally different scenario if Donnie Wiseman hadn't been there. And, you know, her mom had actually reached out to him to say she felt like it was a God thing that he had been there at that very moment. And he was like a guardian angel for this girl.
Exactly.
And
what a great last name too, Wiseman. You know, I mean that's just perfect. But wow, I remember seeing that. I couldn't believe it. Note to everybody, by the way, if you want to do a selfie around, this wasn't the case here with this handler, but again, these alligators can move pretty quick. And I sometimes see people, you know, getting up close wanting to do a selfie, and they turn their back on an alligator. Go, what are you thinking?
I know. That's absolutely, because they seem kind of like they'd be slow creatures. They're not, and they get a hold of you, and it's that easy, even with somebody who has a lot of training dealing with them. So, yeah, don't take selfies with alligators.
No, just, you know, make sure you have some distance, just saying, you know. Next story is, it reminds me of the song, you know, whatever you do, get me to the church on time, right? And this this bride ends up having to hitchhike to her own wedding. Are you kidding me?
Can you believe that? Shanice Byrne, she was with some of her bridesmaids in Gloucester, England, and she was she had rented this vintage Beaufort car to go to her wedding. So this is like a special car that she rented, and it breaks down on the side of the road. She was already 20 minutes late to her wedding. Can you believe this?
Oh, wow.
So she calls cabs, and she's out, you know, kind of in the middle of nowhere, calling cabs, and they were really of no help. She tries to weigh people down. It took between 10 and 15 minutes before the lovely couple.
Of course, her fiance is not answering his phone either, because all the phones are turned off. Because it's a wedding. You turn your phones off, right? Yeah.
They got her there, and she said these people were her guardian angels, too. Can you imagine, like, what kind of... Her husband must have been in a panic wondering where his bride-to-be might be. But she got there, and they got pictures, and it was awesome.
Oh, good fun. Hey, after all, I mean, hey, sometimes you just get to the wedding, whether it's on time or not on time, it's always on time, right?
That's right, as long as you get there.
Hey, a couple of great stories we didn't get a chance to talk about, but it's right there at Sam's Quarter. So check it out. A police officer who saved little Wayne's life says Wayne offered to give him any money he needs for life. Wow, that's incredible. And then an ICU nurse saves a baby's life in Cary. So check it out right there at Sam's Corner, BillMartinezShow.com. Samantha Maui, she comes on every week, and we're so grateful for all the great work she does for us to keep us smiling. Hey, Sam, thank you so much. You take care. Say hi to the dogs for us, okay? You got to
stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
frustrated trying to get business.